pretty bummed today, if you want to be honest, and this is my real energy level today, but the show must go on, so let me put on a fake upbeat mood and go, hey, I'm Johnny Mack with your daily comedy news, the late night host. They celebrated April 20th, as you know, 420. Jimmy Kimmel said 420, of course, is a holiday for pot smokers and pot eaters who celebrate 420 by doing pretty much exactly what they do every day. Fallon, I read that 40% of people who smoke think that 420 should be a national holiday while the rest skip work because they thought it was a national holiday. Fallon, there's so much smoke in New York City. Every apartment looks like it elected a new pope, Colbert. This year's 420 was the big one because 420 turned 50. 50! That means it's old enough to sneak off into the garage while the kids are at soccer practice and smoke half a joint, but then it has a panic attack, so it spends the afternoon on the couch drinking water and watching QVC. Far out, man. Colbert, this is the 50th anniversary because back in 1971, a group of California high school students used to gather to smoke pot every day at 420. Admirable punctuality for a group of kids who were always high. Corden, it's not really as edgy as it used to be, you know? You know what I mean? Now that marijuana is legal in California, you know, sort of feels like the equivalent of White Wine Day. Corden, I hope we don't get caught up in the commercialism of 420 and forget the real meaning of 420. Ron Funches was on Corden. Corden asked Funches about his white and lime green sneakers. Puma and Foot Locker collaborated to create a special sneaker for Funches as a tribute to his son. His son is 18 and has autism. The back of the shoe has a piece from the same kind of noise-canceling headphones that his son always wears. The sneakers do appear to be one of a kind, so if you're hoping to get some Ron Funches Pumas, you will have to wait. This next story is great. From Fox News, your home for comedy news, an Australian comedian said he was charged nearly $800 million. That's not a typo. $800 million after he tried to buy extra legroom for a recent flight. Dave O'Neill took to social media to share a payment request of, and this is in Australian dollars, I don't even have to say this as a number, 987999999 Australian dollars, for booking a seat with extra legroom on a Qantas flight from Melbourne to Perth. O'Neill tweeted, hey, at Qantas, all I wanted was extra legroom on my flight to Perth. Very happy to pay for it, but this seems a bit expensive. He had booked the shows after finishing up the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. I hope you guys didn't go. I know I told you to go. I hope no one went if it's costing you $800 million. Apparently, the massive price tag was a glitch in the booking system. You think? Some people chimed in on social media. One user wrote, I'm sorry, sir, did you accidentally click the buy the plane instead of extra legroom option? Oh, yeah, it appears you've clicked the buy the plane option a few times. Will that be cash or credit? Another said, yeah, but imagine all the frequent flyer points you just bagged. Someone else said, congratulations, you now own Qantas. O'Neill said Qantas did fix the billing and he was charged the correct amount. And he said it was hilarious. Speaking of hilarious, Ted Lasso is coming back for season 2. I always tell you when I mention Ted Lasso, stop listening to me and go watch season 1 of Ted Lasso. It was the greatest thing of 2020. And I don't just mean comedy, the entire year. Everything that happened in 2020, the best thing was Ted Lasso. Apple has released the trailer for season 2. In the trailer, spoilers, we see Richmond AFC. No, it's AFC Richmond. That is the soccer club that Ted Lasso is the manager of. They have come off 8 ties in a row and are looking for some wins. This season, AFC Richmond will bring on a sports psychologist played by Sarah Niles, whose opposite approach to Ted's is summed up by her sugar abstinence. Ted Lasso season 2, July 23rd. AFC Richmond is not part of the Super League. Are you ready for sexy AF Tignataro? The internet thinks Tignataro is looking cool as hell in Zack Snyder's recent Army of the Dead trailer. They think she looks so good it had hashtag hot Tig trending on Twitter with fans dubbing her sexy AF. Jimmy Fallon asked her about it. Jimmy Fallon asked her about it, saying, what has life been like you for this past week being sexy AF? And Tignataro said, oh my gosh. So much has changed, Jimmy. It's really been nuts around here since I was trending for being sexy AF. Tig said, I didn't even know what AF is, to be honest. My friends were texting me images of Twitter. They were like, you're trending for being badass and sexy AF. And I was like, what is that? From Variety, Dave Chappelle, part of a new podcast. Chappelle, Talib Kweli, and Yaslin Bey have partnered on the new podcast, The Midnight Miracle, before you get too excited. The show is described as salon style and features the three hosts and creators, as well as their friends and featured guests. The Midnight Miracle was recorded during Chappelle's 2020 summer camp at The Shack, which is a mechanic's garage retrofitted as a clubhouse. The conversations are intermixed with sketches, impersonations, archival audio clips, and a soundtrack that includes music from Charlie Parker, Dizzy Gillespie, Thelonious Monk, and others. The podcast will be part of Apple Podcasts' new subscription platform, so welcome to the future. Not every podcast will be free heading forward. This one will. Yeah, baby. But Chappelle's, you'll have to pay an extra premium for it if this interests you. Dave Chappelle said, making a podcast isn't the obvious next move for me, but it's the right one. The Midnight Miracle gives you a look into how me and my friends process the world around us, and I think it will change the way listeners think of what a podcast can be. There's only plans for one single season with episodes dropping all year, except for a summer hiatus. A podcast that I have started to check out is Dana Carvey's new one because I read an article in the Washington Post speaking to Dana Carvey about his podcast. Let me call up my app here so I can say what it's properly called. It is called Fantastic with Dana Carvey. So I will describe it to you. It's Dana Carvey riffing at 200 miles an hour, switching from character voice to character voice. I heard, I was listening to, let's see which episode this is, episode 10, and he went into a Bill Clinton thing, but it was Bill Clinton saying naughty F words like you normally don't hear Bill Clinton saying. And I was very entertained. Dana spoke to the Washington Post and talked about his character, Red Rednecky, the redneck comedian. I just thought it'd be fun. Like the worst comedian ever. And he's trying to be like Jeff Foxworthy, but he's terrible. I'd never written Red Rednecky jokes until the first episode. So the first one I did, I think it was just a classic redneck joke, you know. I'm Red Rednecky, the redneck comedian, and it's supposed to be a bad joke. I knew a guy who married his sister only because his mama turned him down. Come and get some. The come and get some is such a non sequitur. For a second, we were going to call the podcast Come and Get Some, but my son, who is the podcast whisperer, said, let's just use one simple word. We came up with fantastic because I say fantastic a lot. I suggest you download Fantastic with Dana Carvey. Hey, I've got a Willie Geist, Tracy Morgan story for you. They're always fun. You may recall from a previous podcast, Willie Geist was at Tracy Morgan's house and Tracy's Lambo was stolen. Well, on that same trip, Willie Geist looked at Tracy Morgan's trophy case. And Willie Geist says, if you look closely in the trophy case, there's an Emmy, an Oscar, and a Heisman trophy. And Tracy Morgan said, Willie, this is America. Money talks. All right, how is fake good mood in the first half here? Now you're going to hear real me. I'm actually, for reals, super bummed. By the time you have heard this, I have said goodbye to my 1992 Honda Civic, my 30-year-old car, because they make 1992s and you buy them in 1991. That's how cars work. I've had this thing since 1994. As I'm recording, I'm waiting for the tow truck to come get it. Why am I saying goodbye to my beloved 1992 Civic? It just doesn't reliably start anymore. I've been driving it with a taped-on bumper for 15 years. You can ask First Glenn, the one with the agent. He's seen the Honda Civic. I take it to beach volleyball because I don't mind getting sand in a 30-year-old car, but I have to let it go, and that's why I'm bummed. So rather than depress you all, I'm like, how do I incorporate this into the show? How do we do a eulogy? Well, jokesforus.com has some Honda Civic jokes. Why not? What's the difference between a Honda and a porcupine? Porcupines have pricks on the outside. Hey, that's not funny. That's mean. What should you do if you find three Honda Civic owners buried up to their neck in cement? Get more cement. What? This is mean. These aren't jokes. What do Honda Civic owners and a bottle of beer have in common? They're both empty from the neck up. Why am I being ripped here? I'm sad. I'm saying goodbye to my beloved car, and you guys are making fun of me, jokesforus.com. What's the smallest part of a Honda Civic? The owner's brain? Come on. Why did the cat sleep under the Honda Civic? Because he wanted to wake up oily? Oh, that one might be true. According to a new poll, 91% of people are satisfied with their lives. The other 9% owned a Honda Civic. That is not true. I love my Honda Civic. This is so mean, but this is good therapy for me. Here are some more Honda Civic jokes from upjoke.com. My girlfriend tried to make me have sex on the hood of her Honda Civic, but I refused. If I'm going to have sex, it's going to be on my own accord. See what they did there? And here's an old-style joke. Three guys end up at the pearly gates. St. Peter asks the first guy how many times he cheated on his wife. He answers twice. St. Peter says, shame on you, and hands him the keys to a Honda Civic. The second guy asks the same question. He responds, "I cheated once." St. Peter says, "Shame on you," and hands him the key to a Harley Davidson. The third guy gets asked the same question and says he's never cheated. St. Peter says, "Good job staying faithful," and hands him the keys to a Rolls Royce. A little while later, the Honda Civic guy is driving by and he sees the Rolls Royce guy, and the Rolls Royce guy looks sad. Honda Civic guy says, "Why are you crying? Aren't you enjoying your afterlife in a Rolls Royce?" And the third guy says, "I'm crying because I saw my wife. She was on a skateboard." Farewell, Civic. I love you. Hey, remember I was trying to become a Dogecoin millionaire yesterday? That didn't work out at all. So the idea was on 420 that Dogecoin was going to go to 42.0 cents. It did not. It went down. My son and I lost like 50 bucks. So I can't afford to buy my own iced coffee. So luckily, Scott Beckett went to buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews and bought me two large iced coffees. Thank you very much, Scott Beckett. I appreciate it. Scott Beckett added, "How many coffees does it take to prove to you that Bob's Burgers is a real thing?" Scott Beckett, I don't have it in me today to say this. I'm sad about my car. Tomorrow, I will explain to you that Bob's Burgers is not a real thing. But thank you for the iced coffees. If you like what I do here and you want to support the show, buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. Or I guess you could throw $24,000 in there and I could buy a new Honda Civic. Just saying. I mean, you'd get a shout out on the show. Follow the show on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Thanks for putting up with depressed me today. Goodbye, car. See you tomorrow.